My guest today on Piano Jazz is pianist-composer Kenny Werner, a man of such versatility he can hardly keep up with himself. New melodies appear as if by magic, and boy, are they fun to listen to. Kenny, how are you?
I'm great. Very happy to be here.
The last time I saw you, I think you were playing with Toots Thielemann. He's such a great player.
Oh, yeah.
And you must find it fun accompanying as well as playing for yourself.
I do, especially with Toots. I mean, someone said playing with Toots is like playing for the hippest singer in the world.
And what he did was amazing. And
yeah. You know what's amazing about him? You know, a lot of people get set in their ways and they don't really want any surprises. And the first time I played with Toots, if I threw him a curve, he looked at me and went, yeah, you know. And on the break, he said to me, keep throwing me in the pool. Then he grabbed my arm and he said, but don't let me drown. That's the thing that amazes me about him the most. He's sitting home right now, I'm sure, practicing.
Probably.
Trying to find some other way of playing on giant steps or something. That's just the way he is.
So trying to find something that will get you in an uproar.
I hope so.
And then somebody else that you accompany, Betty Buckley, yes. Well,
those are the only two people I accompany. And I mean, it's funny, with Toots, it's no longer an accompany because we play a lot of duo. So he's really honored me by allowing me a partnership on it. You know, way back then, I was part of his quartet, but we started to play duo, and he started to give me as much play as, you know, as I wanted, and it was great. It's really a collaboration. With Betty Buckley, I accompany her, but I also write all her arrangements. I've been doing so since 1990.
Great stuff. And now you're going to play some solo piano. Nice tune by Steve Swallow.
Yes.
Falling Grace. I shall listen.
Okay.
You know what I would love if we could play a duet?
Yes.
What would be a nice tune? Think of one.
I was thinking about you and thinking about today and thought maybe we could play Very Early.
It's early enough. this is such a really a complicated Bill Evans tune, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've always had trouble with this.
Well, I wanted to tell you a story about it. The way to learn this tune, because you're never ready for the next change, you know? Did you know?
No, not at all.
So one summer I had a really lousy gig, like $50 a day, you know, but it was every day at this little restaurant in Hell's Kitchen. I was actually facing the wall on an upright piano, and I hated the gig, but what I did was I said, I'm just going to play Very Early all day, and if someone looks at me, I'll start to play something else. But then when they stop paying attention, I'll go back to Very Early. And by the end of that summer, I was able to play Very Early, so the gig had some use.
What a wild idea.
That was the whole summer I was practicing Very Early. In fact, I tried to practice it in two keys because I felt like, you know, it's so sacrosanct in one key. So I would go like, you know.
Oh, don't you do that to
me. No, I'm not going to do that today, but it took all summer to be able to do that.
I have difficulty playing it in one key.
I still do, so, too. I need another gig at that restaurant.
All right, you can start and I'll... Okay. Find a place to fit in.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, what's on your agenda for the future? Do you have ideas of things you've never done or things you'd like to do?
Well, you know, I've been in this past year, my new CD came out. I had done a lot of trio records, but I finally recorded for Blue Note. And it's a quintet record, and it's very composition-oriented. And so I'm looking forward to more performances with those guys. It's Dave Douglas and Chris Potter, Brian Blade, one of our favorite drummers, and Scott Colley.
That's a wonderful group.
Yeah, I just had to have those guys because not only are they the best players, but they're so creative. Every one of them is a composer. So I look forward to more performances with them. And also, I've been writing for orchestra.
Really?
I have a few things coming up, a few commissions. I'm writing a piece for orchestra and choir right now. Hopefully, orchestra is in my future.
Well, I'm dying to hear you play another solo tune.
Okay.
What's in your little bag of tricks?
Well, I thought I'd bring something a little different today from one of my personal heroes, Joni Mitchell.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, this is from one of her early albums. It's called I Had a King.
Nice title. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz at NPR.